Hello, everyone, and welcome to Islands on the Air. We have a really interesting interview. In the studio with me, I have Joy Davies. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing this really interesting story to our attention. So Joy has found an aunt, thanks to ancestry in MyHeritage, a half-aunt who is living in the United States. Is that right?
I did.
You did. All right. So it all comes back to your grandfather. And so we'll break it down for those that are listening to see where it all started. And then let's get into it a little bit more deep. Starting out, how did you just have interest of wanting to, you know, take your DNA and see if there's somebody out there? What triggered your interest into starting this?
Actually, it was my youngest son, Cole, that wanted the ancestry. He's really into wanting to know who his ancestors are and where he came from. He asked for it for Christmas a few years ago. So he took an original ancestry test, and we had some hits there. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So it started there. Wow, that's really cool. So let's speak a little bit about your grandfather. Because it all comes from your grandfather, right? Because there was, you know, he had your father and others, you know, some other kids. And then he has some other children later on. So how about that? Because your grandfather was in the war.
Yep. In the Navy.
In the Navy. You were able to find out that he was in the Navy. You were able to confirm that.
Yep.
But then there's a period in time where there's some blanks, right?
Yeah. It's a really big blank, actually, from about 1950 till now, with like little hints here and there. However, we didn't really have any proof of anything until I took my ancestry test and found my aunt. So obviously we knew he was no longer missing. He was somewheres in 1958.
That's right. That's right. Because there's a little bit of a 11 years, I believe you told me, right? Between your father and your Aunt Kim.
Yep. Yep.
So your father's no longer the baby of the family.
No, oh, he's really... not. He said, wait, what do you mean I'm not the baby?
That's so interesting. That's really cool. Okay. So you took the test, you had some hits. Did you reach out first to Kim, or was it the other way around? What was the first interaction like between you and Kim?
Well, interesting enough, it was probably in 2019, I think it was. I'd have to double check, but we had that hit with my son, and we had sent her a message, but never ever had a response. I kind of feel like it was meant to not be found yet, because my grandmother had just passed away last year. And I feel like maybe she wasn't supposed to be here when we found out that there were still other siblings. So when I took my Heritage DNA in October, or got my results actually in October, it had shown this lady, and I was like, oh my God, she's here. So she reached out to me, and I'm like, wow, you know. And another lady that was a relation, she's living in Denmark, but she's actually from Norway, is a cousin to us.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. It's reassuring. These family ties are real because you have hits both on Ancestry and then on MyHeritage.
Also on my 23andMe, my daughter and my youngest son had taken DNA tests over the holidays just to have extra. And she's also on there. She was on all of them trying to find family.
Well, that's really interesting. Like, how small is the world, right? How
I know.
We just don't know. Now, so you connected with people. Are you, I'm sure you're putting together bits and pieces of the puzzle of, you know, your grandfather's life after he left the islands, and kind of to put bits and pieces of where he was.
Yeah, we're trying anyway. Unfortunately, when he left in 1950, the stories that I've been told, he had lived in Halifax with a brother to my grandmother, but they had come out, and he was working, I think, on a ship in a shipyard, maybe. But when they had come home one day, his clothes were gone, and nobody heard from him after. And any contact with the family out in Vancouver, which is where his mother and father were living, they didn't know where he was. They claimed that they had never heard from him.
Wow. Okay. So he was a little bit of a mystery, right?
Yeah.
Very much. Very much. Now, so are you in regular contact now with Kim, and your family knows, and you're able to introduce Kim to her Canadian family, I guess, right?
Yes, actually. When I had started talking with her, we had a FaceTime call with her and the cousin in Denmark and my parents. And it was the first time that we all got to see each other face to face. And it was actually before my dad took his DNA test. I did have him take one too, just to be 100% sure, mm-hmm. like, yes, this is a half sibling. But the biggest confirmation for me was when we were FaceTiming one time and I looked up and it was like looking at myself in the mirror. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh, that would be, what a thrill. Like, what a shivers. And I guess nothing can explain that moment, right? And we can see in the, for those listening, when you look into this article, you'll see the photo of Joy and Kim. The resemblance is there. There's no denying it. There's no hiding it.
No.
It's definitely a match. How is it going now? With Ancestry and with MyHeritage and 23andMe, there's people taking these tests all the time, and their data is being uploaded into the broader database. Is there other people out there that you think maybe is part of the family or
there is. We were able to, it'll be 2 weeks ago now, almost, that a lady's DNA was actually uploaded onto Ancestry. Her name is Anna Marta Mendez. However, she hasn't signed into Ancestry since December 8th, so we haven't had contact with her. But she is also showing promises of being another half-sister. We don't know how old she is, okay. And we don't know where she is. So she's listening, please contact me.
Yeah,
we would love to be in contact with you. We're pretty sure it's another half-sister, and there could be more.
This is right. I mean, that's the beauty of Ancestry, right? We don't know.
I've always had this feeling you don't disappear at a young age like that and not possibly have other children, because he was young when he left, and he was a very nice looking young man mm-hmm. when he left here. And I just had this feeling. I knew there was others out there.
There's someone else out there.
Yes.
Well, I hope that people are listening. Mm-hmm. And that I hope that, you know, that this lady who hasn't signed in yet, I hope she signs in, and that it makes the connection, and it makes your circle that much bigger. So for anyone listening, Joy, can you explain to us a little bit about your grandfather, his name, or is there any names that you would like to put out there for the listeners to hear? Because maybe it might spark something in their mind to be like, oh yeah, I remember somebody mentioning this name. Is there something that you would like to share for listeners, so that if something strikes their mind, they could reach out to you with another link, another story?
Yes, actually, I can give you a little background on him. He was born in Lumberton, BC. His family is immigrants from Norway. His mother was Martha Hermanson, and his father was Thomas Ingram Davies. His father died in 1958, and he had a brother that died in 1953. His mother died in 1977, and they did live in Westminster, BC, when they had passed. I do know that they had a missing persons report in the Vancouver paper. I found it. However, after talking with the missing persons in Vancouver, the files are no longer there. Everything was lost. So we don't know if he was actually found.
Okay.
And we do know that his nephew had said at one point that he was in his father's living room when he was a young boy. So it would have put it back to about 1956. Anybody see him? I don't know. But if anybody knows anything, or, you know, if you're a Davies out there, please try to reach out. If not, I may be resorted to call every Davies in the phone book. My goal is to find answers for my dad and his siblings. We've already lost one aunt, and nobody's getting any younger. So I would love to be able to put some closure for them all.
For sure, to put some closure for people, and also to be able to complete as much as you're able to with your family tree.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that, thank you so much for coming in today. Very, very interesting. For anyone listening, at the bottom of on this article, you'll see Joy's email. So if you're a Davies, or if you know anything about the people that she had mentioned, please contact her and help complete the family tree.
Thank you.
Thank you.